working together, I am confident that we can keep that hospital open and serving the needs of the people of Chautauqua County and beyond.
Congressman Reed told reporters he's very concerned about the closure of Lakeshore, but explained that a major effort is underway to keep the hospital operating into the new year. Reed noted there are interested parties, but he could not elaborate.
Since they're doing their due diligence and going through the process, I hesitate to comment anything in detail in public, but just to reassure the public that there are a lot of folks that are in a position to help and that want to help and are going through the process to be there at the end of the day.
The Lakeshore Healthcare Center's operator, the TLC Health Network, recently filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection, seeking a $3.7 million loan to restructure. The hospital is about $9 million in debt. Congressman Reed says for the short term, some federal assistance could soon be headed to Lakeshore Hospital.
Just as late as last week, we are aware that they have been waiting for some FEMA funding from the flooding that occurred in Gowanda that may help them out a little bit in regards to cash flow needs to get them through this bumpy road. And we're already mobilized and working on making sure that resource moves forward through the red tape of Washington, D.C.
Some citizens are urging the public to call on Governor Cuomo to let him know they need the hospital to stay open. If Lakeshore closes, residents would be forced to seek acute care at Brooks Hospital in nearby Dunkirk or travel to hospitals in Buffalo or over the border to Erie. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.